Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Relax, America. Take a deep breath. I woke up this morning. It was still Wednesday. Nothing has changed. And guess what? The world, you know it, is still here. People are complaining, bitching, whining, and moaning. Anti-Trump protesters in New York City and Chicago. Knock yourselves out. The vitriol, the hatred, the disgust I have seen on social media, have heard from people in the last 24 hours it's embarrassing. I want you to relax. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to sit back for just a moment, if you could please. Let the dust settle and realize that last night, 130 million people or so went to the polls, and we chose a president. We did not choose an executioner in chief that is going to doom our nation. We have not chosen someone that's here to steal your rights away. We chose somebody that understood the pain of a lot of people out there, and he got those people to get out and vote for him because they're frustrated. If you're part of the LGBT community, I'm behind you 100%, and you're not, it's not going to happen. If you're a woman out there and you believe in pro-choice or a man, it's not going to happen. They're not coming to take it away. This fight hasn't been about the presidency. It's been about the Supreme Court, because we now legislate through laws in such a way now where we laws are what rule us, but they rule us to the point now where it doesn't matter what the president wants to do. It doesn't matter what voters want to do. It matters what those 9 judges are going to do. But I'm here to tell you, there are bigger things out there. There are bigger things out there. And the disgust of the people who scream the loudest of being the most open-minded individuals on earth makes me laugh, because the last thing these people are open-minded. Protest your ass off. I guarantee you there's a plenty of people out there tonight who didn't vote because they thought they had it in the bag. They thought it was over, it was done, it was dusted. They thought they were ready to rock and roll and we didn't need to worry about anything else. Shock. Boop. Relax. I tweeted something last night. For those of you worried about your rights and your choice, and you're freaking out, you can go stand next to the people who Barack Obama took their guns from. It's always something from somebody, isn't it? It is. Donald Trump is president of the United States, like it or not. How good will he be? Like I say, every year we have a presidential election and there's a winner. I don't know. Could be awful. Could be middle of the road. Could be a game changer. But I don't know, because if I do, I would be talking to you. I'd be in Las Vegas. Where are you going, Las Vegas? This isn't helping anything. The whining, the bitching, the moaning, the screaming, the yelling. This isn't going to unite us, but people don't want to hear that. See, people were upset and shocked. If they knew Hillary was probably going to lose, you wouldn't have the reaction you have from people. People are stunned. People are absolutely stunned by what took place. All over today, this nation that I love and adore, this nation that has given me so much, this nation that I care about, like you couldn't believe. I see people that once used to be friends, once used to be very close, completely divided, and saying things to each other that they shouldn't be. You didn't lose an election last night, and you didn't win one. I don't like people who are bad winners, and I sure in the hell don't like sore losers. We chose. It happened. We regroup and we move on. Fighting amongst ourselves, saying things that are absolutely appalling, threatening to leave the country and or kill Donald Trump is ridiculous. And going out in the hundreds and the thousands and the tens of thousands to protest the fact that you're pissed off at somebody who's going to be president of the United States and he's not even done anything yet and you've already got it in your mind because the fear has been worked up. And I blame the left as much as I blame the right for things like this, because when you go over and you use fear to inspire people to vote, this is what you get. Right here. These people are sure that their lives are done for. That Obama's going to take, that President Bush is going to go right in after Obama, and then he's going to go and get rid of everything. He's going to throw everybody out of the country. He's going to build a giant wall. He's going to take away rights from the LGBT community. He's going to lock women back up in the, come on. How many times have you done something in your life and you build up something inside of yourself? You get so worked up. You get so freaked out over it. You start to lose it. And then you get there and all of the imagination that you put yourself through, all of this dark, nightmaric thing that you put inside of your mind, turns out it was nowhere near as bad as you thought. And sometimes it's like, wow, that was amazing. I don't know what's going to happen with Donald Trump. I don't. He could potentially be a nightmare. He could potentially be amazing. He could land somewhere in the middle. I really could not tell you what is going to take place with Donald Trump. What I can tell you is he is president-elect and he will be president. What I can tell you is tomorrow he's going to be at the White House talking about transition, getting the updates now on a daily basis, the briefings of what's going on that we should worry about security-wise. What I can tell you is on January 20th, it's his show, for better or for worse. These people are protesting and they don't know why. They don't know why. Because you don't like the guy? Because you can't stand him? Because what? I mean, I'd like to know really why. Because he's a racist this, he's a sexist that. Is that everything you've got? Look, I didn't like some of the words and things he did. I don't think he's a sexist. I don't think he hates the LGBT community. I think he's more of a liberal Republican than anything else. But they're protesting fear of the unknown. That's what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing right now. They're protesting the fear of the unknown because in truth, they don't know what's going to happen. Seattle, Portland, Chicago, New York, they're protesting everywhere. Oh, wow. And it's funny, as we talk about these things, have you noticed that what the East Coast and the West Coast forget is there's a lot of people in between. A lot of people. They're not out protesting. Even people that voted against him. It's about having an open mind. And we don't anymore. We are so closed-minded. And yes, I'm calling you out, liberals, on this one. Your closed-mindedness is amazing. The fact that you, who preach tolerance, are so intolerant of so much. These people are out there protesting. Knock yourself out. That's the beauty of America. You may hate Donald Trump. That's fine. That is your right to do so. But you're really protesting the fact that you don't know what he's going to do. And you fear he's going to take away your rights. Just like a lot of people feared that Obama was coming for your guns. A lot of people fear about this or that. And then in the end, when it doesn't happen, what do you have? I'm going to hold his feet to the fire. He's made some promises. I'm going to hold his feet to the fire because I think people need to do that. I don't want to get chummy with him. People ask, why don't you talk to a lot of these people? Because I want to be completely neutral in how I feel about them, because I want to be able to talk to you in a way where I'm not super chummy with them, any of them, because I want to be unbiased and honest in my opinions. And not, well, I can't say anything because, you know, No. I want to come out and talk about stuff the right way. People are pissed and angry. But you know what? The same amount of people that are out there protesting tonight, there is just as many people that were pissed and angry about the way the government has handled business, not just these last 8 years, but many years before that. They felt abandoned. They felt neglected. They felt used. And now they're pissed. And Donald is the voice that they chose to take their message to Washington, and he's going to. So you can protest all you want. He not walking away. You can get mad all you want. He not going anywhere. In those first 100 days, we'll find out what kind of president he's going to be. Those are the defining moments in a presidency, right? Those first 100 days will define in many ways who this president's going to be. We'll find out. And I have a feeling all of this fear, all of this anger and vitriol towards one another, it's a bunch of hooey. And it's not going to help. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the show. Love when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We got some sound from last night and today as well as Hillary gave her concession speech. We'll touch on that, and we'll keep you abreast of what's going on in several cities. Massive anti-Trump protests are going on. It's the Chad Benson Show. Watching the people throw fits makes me laugh. I just don't get it. I don't know. Maybe that's because as an older person, and by older, I mean I'm only 45 years old, but it takes a lot to get me to go out and protest anything. It really, like Phil, can you imagine anything, Producer Phil, that would make you get off your ass and go protest something?
And you know I'm a lazy guy, so it would really have to be something.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. There's anti-Trump protests going on across the country. And they're quite large, actually, quite large protests. So we'll see what takes place here. Again, it accomplishes nothing. They're pro-Hillary, and they're in places where Hillary won easily. The pro-Trump people are just like, whatever, should move on with their lives. And the people in the Midwest who were anti-Trump to begin with, they're like, I've got to move on with my life. So, you know, a bunch of young people out there pissed at the world. And so good luck. Enjoy it. You know what? Knock yourself out. We talk about politics and I love it. I was looking at this and I thought of you, Phil, because of they're talking about the shortest commercial flights in the world. All right. The shortest commercial flights. Logan Air. Are you ready for this? How long do you think their flight is? It's a small Scottish airline that flies between the Orkney Islands of Westray and Papa Westray off the coast of Scotland. How long do you think it is?
10 minutes.
1 minute. In fact, it's been done in 53 seconds. Depends on the actual wind. Shortest commercial flight is 1.3 nautical miles. They're within sight of each other at the Poppin Hilltop segment of Kingada and the Opo Airport. This just sounds like someplace. And they're showing it, and it looks terrifying. There is nothing about this says get on this airplane. It is like one of those things where the Wright brothers would have said, you know, we're going to walk. We're going to walk. Here's the shortest intercontinental regular commercial flight. All right? This is between Europe and Africa and the Straits of Gibraltar. It is 43 miles. 69 kilometers separates them. But how long do you think this flight is?
10 minutes.
It's about that. About 12 minutes. About 12 minutes. 12 minutes. Shortest flight between two nations' capitals. You've got Khmer, ASCII, previously Ethiopian Air. They fly between the two Congos. 16 miles. And by the way, this also looks like something I would not want to fly on. North America. Here's the shortest in North America. Billy Bishop, Toronto City Airport to Niagara District, 32 miles. It's 85 miles on the drive. But it's they only take a small Piper Navajo. Takes about 15 minutes to fly there. That's not bad. That's quick, right? 15 minutes? Piper Navajo, would you do that, Phil? I'm looking at some of these things, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm not getting on that. Some of these little airlines in, like, Africa, yeah, no, sorry. There's no way I'm letting you take me to 30,000 feet in this. Chad, what? You're honest, but could you please be quiet about it because we feel guilty about it? Yeah, like Aeroflot. That's an airline you don't get on. Sorry. Ethiopian Air sounds like something I'm not getting on. Chad, you're a jerk. We have sound from last night. I want to touch upon this. Also, I want to talk about what Donald did today that, you know, as the liberals freak out, but what Donald did today to the Democrats. What? Oh, yeah. Interesting, indeed. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. We're monitoring the protests happening around the country, anti-Trump protests, pro-Hillary protests, I guess. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We're watching the breaking news. There's a plenty of anti-Trump rallies going on around the country. He is the president. Here's the thing. He is already one day into his president-elect victory, and there are protests everywhere. So imagine what the next 4 years is going to be like. Bernie signs. See some Bernie signs. But it just makes me laugh. It really does. And it's you know, not my president. Remember that.
Chad?
Remember that. Not my president. Not my This is the stuff right here. The vitriol, the anger. Doesn't do anybody any good. I'm here to tell you, I want to say this right now, all right? I'm going to get this out there. I want you guys to understand something. Whoever won last night, they were my president. Whoever won. Whoever won was going to be my president. And if Hillary Clinton was my president, I would want her to succeed. I don't care that she's got a D by her name. I don't care that she's a female. I don't care that she's married to Bill Clinton. I don't care about any of those things. She would be my president. She would be my president. Trump won. He's my president. I want him to succeed. I want him to succeed for the country. I want him to succeed for you and I. I want him to succeed. When Barack Obama became president of the United States, I wanted him to succeed. I did not want him to fail. And there are plenty of you out there who wanted him to fall flat on their on his face, just like you out there on the left side of the aisle want Trump to do the same. You want Trump to do the same. Because it's about you. Yeah?
What do these people want? Do they want a recount? Do they just want to give it to Hillary? Do they want a do-over in the election? What do they want?
You know what's funny? Is I don't think they know what they want. They're angry. But what they want, they don't know. Because I guarantee if you ask everybody there, right, you ask any one of these people, they'll tell you a different answer. It's climate change. It's Black Lives Matter. It's women's issues. It's LGBT. All of them are there selfishly for them same. And the only thing they have that binds them together is they have a disdain and hate for Donald Trump. Because he represents, quote unquote, what's the worst part of America. They don't know what they want. They're just pissed and they're angry. That's it. This is the Tinder generation right here. This is the swipe right or left. That's exactly what this is. There is nothing more to this than what you're seeing there.
You know, and that demographic right there, all the ones who said, get out and vote, get out and vote, get out and vote. Well, guess what? People went out and voted, and it didn't go your way.
Yeah. And then so what do we do in this country now? If something doesn't go your way, you throw a fit. You throw a fit because you now think that the person that's going to occupy the White House is going to take everything from you. So the only thing you know how to do is to go out and disrupt and throw a fit because you lost. And in truth, you didn't lose squat. You didn't. You lost nothing. Now, will the country lose? Don't know. I don't know what he's going to be like as a president. I do know this. He's setting himself up for a lot of big promises, and of which he's not going to be able to deliver everything. And he's going to be held, you know, his feet to the fire. And some of that's not going to be his issue. I will say this. He's going to do something that I think a lot of people have wanted. This is a great social experiment. Understand this. We, as a people, have wanted a person that is not political, a person that is a business person, a person who understands us. Yes, he's a billionaire. Yes, he has had a very charmed life. All of those things are true, but he is something different because the ordinary guy isn't going to be able to pull this off. An ordinary gal isn't going to be able to pull this off. It takes somebody of extraordinary means and profile to get to this. And he had those. And he tapped into the anger and the pissed off way that America was going. And he was able to secure victory. And now, people have already got him done and dusted. A lot of people. Half the country can't stand him. As I said last night, Hillary, if she would have won, half the country didn't vote for you. Remember that. He wants, I think, to do the right thing. You know, one of the things he did today was he reached out to the Democrats and asked them, what's your wish list? What are some of the things you want?
For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
Yeah, unify. It's going to be tough. Unifying this, first of all, there's always going to be pushback from people, right? There's always going to be a side that doesn't like the politics that you have. So there's only so much you can unify. Usually when we unify together, it's for a common cause, right? Sports, right? You could be a Democrat or Republican. If you're a Chicago Cubs fan, it doesn't matter. You're there for the Cubs. Tonight, these people are there. It's not for a singular cause. Everybody has their own cause they're worried about. Again, pro-choice, guns, climate change, LGBT, Black Lives Matter, immigration, capitalism. The uniting cause is the fact that they don't like him. But this isn't going to move the ball forward. This isn't going to do anything. People live in such fear. And this reactionary society that we live in, it drives me crazy. But this is what you're going to get. And again, look at where it's at. It's at places where Hillary dominated. And they're so myopic in their thought process that they don't realize that there's another 250 million people in America that don't believe the way that they believe. A liberal in Portland, Oregon is not a Democrat in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. A Manhattan uptight liberal progressive in New York is not a Democrat in Manhattan, Kansas. That's the truth. We're inherently a selfish creature. These people are all selfish. We all vote selfishly, right? When you go to the ballot box, you vote for you first, meaning what's in my best interest. I've talked to people in the past, and I said, if you could have the greatest country on earth, but whatever it is would change, and it's something that would affect them, LGBT rights, pro-choice, pro-life, gun rights, this, that, and the other. 99 times out of 100, people are like, nope, not going to do it. Even if it meant prosperity and greatness and peace and all these things, nope, won't do it. We are selfish inherently, and we vote that way. We'll see what takes place. But I like how they've already got him as a failure, much like a lot of people on the right had Obama as a failure. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Tracy in Indy, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, and it didn't happen, did it? You know, and America will go on, and that's what makes the country great.
You voted for Hillary.
And, yeah, and I didn't win. Oh well, you know, you don't get everything you want in this world.
You don't. You don't, Tracy. You don't. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much.
You don't.
You don't get everything you want. Sometimes in life, you want this, you get that. Sometimes in life, you wanted apple pie, you got ice cream. America, I told you this. We're going to wake up today and the world's still going to be going on. But we are so right now divided by some crazy lunatic ideologies that have hijacked parties and have hijacked minds. And now we're sitting in a position where, you know, is this what we're going to get for the next 4 years? Protest every single day? And we're not even quite sure. I don't know if anymore if it's a protest or a half protest, half gathering. I don't know what it is. You don't get everything you want in life. Tracy's right. And you get on with life. And you get behind the person that won. And you go from there. We overreact, we freak out, we do all of these things. And you know what? It's the media's fault. It's the candidate's fault. Because people out there tell you this is what's going to happen if this person gets in. If Trump gets in, boom, automatic chastity belt for every woman. You guys can't work anymore. Back into the, back into the kitchen for you. Right? LGBT, we're taking away all your rights. If Hillary gets in, all of you guys got to surrender your guns the day she's sworn in. Ridiculous. It is. And then people overreact and they freak out. And this is what we have. This is what we have. Doesn't move the ball forward. Doesn't move the agenda forward. Doesn't make our country better. If we can't get behind the person. And again, the only time we seem to be able to unite anymore is when there's a tragedy. And I think we got to do better than that. I do. I absolutely think we have to do better than that. Who we got here, Phil? Ah, my goodness. Is it that time already, Phil? Is it already Super Beats time? I thought I just had Super Beats. That's why I'm going nuts. Did you have Super Beats earlier?
I had Super Beats earlier, and I'm probably going to have another hit after the show.
We were going on fumes last night. We did 6 hours last night, and Super Beats got us through this. Because I'll tell you this, 6 hours of talk radio is a long time. If you listen to my show, you know, I am not heavy phone call. I got lots to say, and I think a lot of times, too many times, guys out there, they're begging for stuff. Take some of this off. No, I got things to say. I want to get it out, and Super Beats helps me do it. Not only that, but it's healthy, and it tastes great. The healthy part I love. Heart health, amazing. Healthy blood pressure, helps me control it. And oh, by the way, if I didn't tell you this, one scoop in water or smoothie, boom, within 20 minutes, you feel the difference. The energy, bam. Healthy blood flow, yep, it's there. Heart health, boom, it's there. Circulation, good for you. Booyaka, it's all there. The secret to supporting healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels is Superbeets. Superbeets works three times faster to give you results you can feel, plus it tastes delicious. That's good. Here's a great thing right now. 30-day supply, free with your first order. Nitric oxide indicator strips, absolutely free for you. All right? You take them before and after. Make sure it's working inside your body. Free book called Beat the Odds, and all of this comes to you with free shipping. You wonder how I get through the day? I will tell you this. I went to bed last night or this morning about 3:30 in the morning. I was up at 6, and I am motoring on through. My energy level hasn't dipped. There's no crash. There's no dip. Superbeets guarantees it or your money back. Go to chadbeets.com. That's chadbeets.com or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. It works big time. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeets.com or call 800-561-2677. Wrap it up. Chad Benson Show.
I'll take it. Wrap it up.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
We're watching going on. Anti-Trump protesters taking to the streets around several big cities in America. Cities, by the way, he did not win and had no chance of winning. New York, Portland, Seattle, Chicago. No way. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Mike in Cali, what's going on?
Not much, Chad. Earlier, you were talking about how people were living in fear prior to the election, and now they're living in fear now that Trump has been elected president. You know, I went to the poll yesterday, and I voted for Trump, and I could have voted for either candidate. And I knew deep down inside that no matter who was elected president, my life was not going to significantly change in the next 4 years. I wasn't going to all of a sudden be thrown out on the street, homeless, you know, and starving. I know in 4 years, yeah, my taxes might go up or down a little bit. My health care costs may go down or up a little bit. But there's not going to be any major change in my life. I'm going to go to work every day. I'm going to try to surf every day. And I think people just need to get over this whole fear factor that they're living under right now.
It's crazy, man. I tell you the truth, Mike. It's crazy the way that the people react. But we have been so conditioned now to tell everybody else, rather than saying, here, this is all the stuff I'm going to do for you, because it doesn't seem to work, because now we're conditioned is, tell us why the other side is bad and how you're going to save us from the fear that is them. And then we react, and then people go, well, why are they doing that? Because you've set them up to be that way, Mike.
Yep, exactly. And like you said, I went to the poll just like everybody else, looking at all the candidates for all the different elections that were up. And thinking about myself, what's going to benefit me personally? Not looking at the big picture, you know, what's going to benefit my community or my state? I was looking, you know, like you said, everybody's looking out for themselves, and I was one of those people that was looking out, going, okay, which candidate is going to help me best? But deep, like I said, deep down inside, I knew that either one of these candidates isn't going to change my life for the better or for the worse in a very significant manner.
Nope. I appreciate your call, man, and keep surfing. He's right. Look, I've told you this from the beginning. Your local municipalities that had elections yesterday, your state elections, your city elections, the mayor, they have more impact on your life than what took place. Well, what about the Supreme Court? Again, there's ways around things like this. And the Supreme Court, you know, people are excited because we have this for a generation. Just as easily as the next president could come in and say, I'm going to give two more justices to the Supreme Court, making it 11. And all of a sudden, that generational win was only 4 years. And this could go on, and the ridiculousness of it all. Because there is no amount set in the Constitution about Supreme Court's justices, how many there has to be. It's insane. America, I want you to do something for me. People are texting me saying, you're right. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Soak it up and soak it in. Stop living in the fear of what may happen. Live in the reality of what's taking place now. You don't know what Donald Trump is going to be like. Donald Trump may turn out to be a chump. He may turn out to be a lame duck from Jump Street. Get nothing done because he's got his party to contend with, and he's also got the Democrats to contend with. He may turn out to be somebody who changes everything and the way that we look at politics moving forward. He may do things that we sit back in 10 or 15 years and go, wow, that was a game changer. I don't know who, what, and how he's going to govern us. But what I do know is he's my president. So for that, I'm going to get behind him. I may not always agree with him, but I'm going to get behind him. Just like I do with Barack Obama and him moving forward as I did when he started. Enough of the fear and the stupidity and the overreaction. Take a deep breath, relax a little bit, and enjoy the fact that you live in the greatest country on earth, and stop yelling at each other. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your night. For Phil and Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.